Hello and welcome to another Arsblog Arscast on arsblog.com in association with oleole.com, the football community website and the place to check out if you're looking for Copa America reports and info and news and things like that. They've got full coverage of that. So check it out, www.oleole.com. It is now about 9 o'clock on Thursday evening. I'm just starting the Arscast. Normally I'm finishing it off around about this stage, and it's going to be a shorter one than usual because I don't have any blog chat. I did sort of think of emailing somebody all week and then forgotten, then emailed two esteemed Arsenal bloggers today to see would they come on, and, well, I didn't get any reply. So, not naming names here, but good player and Gunner Blogger, you're fucking cunt. No, I'm joking. It's my fault for leaving it rather too late to try and organise something. And yeah, there you go. So that will explain the shortness of the Arscast, because I don't have anybody to sort of waffle with for a few minutes to take up time. So what have we got on the show today? Well, the man in the bar is here. He's got a history for you. Not a player history this time, but a history nonetheless. Also, David O'Leary is here with a little bit more self-help for you, for those of you who need to get in touch with your emotions and things like that. If you hear any sort of strange blowing noises, it's coming from outside. It's the wind and the rain. It's blowing up a storm here. And we are having, I think, probably the worst summer of all time. The wettest June on record, it said, and having been away for 5 years and coming back to experience my very first Irish summer in that time, I'm remembering why it was I left in the first place. It's fucking miserable. Not for me wandering around in shorts and flip-flops and t-shirts and lying in bed at night, unable to sleep because it's so hot and you're just lying in a pool of your own sweat. I know that doesn't sound terribly enticing or appetizing. Well, not appetizing. That's the wrong word entirely, but you know what I mean. But sort of just knowing that the next day was going to be warm and probably sunny. Whereas here, you know the next day is going to be cold and probably wet. It's sort of backward summer we have here. And this global warming thing is disappointing me greatly, I have to say. I know there are probably people here who are environmental activists and Greenpeace people. And, you know, they do their bit for the environment. Well, I say to you, stop, please, if you wouldn't mind. We haven't global warmed enough. This is the problem. I know whole parts of the world will go underwater, but, you know, that's what you get for living in lowland areas. So if you wouldn't mind going out, buying an SUV, an uneconomical SUV, and, you know, lighting coal fires and things like that, using really old tins of deodorant to make that hole in the ozone layer bigger and to make our summers better, I think it's your duty to your fellow Arsenal fan to do these things. So put all your beliefs to one side and let's warm up the earth good and proper. So what's been happening in the world of Arsenal this week? Well, there was a signing. Eduardo da Silva from Dynamo Zagreb. We'll come back to that, actually, and talk about that a little bit later on. Yesterday, there was a story about Arsene Wenger. The Real Madrid president, Ramon Calderon, said that, you know, they'd been in talks with this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy and Wenger. And obviously it was Calderon talking out of his arse, because no sooner had the story hit the newswires than Arsenal had issued a denial saying Arsene Wenger did not speak to Calderon about the Real Madrid job and he's committed to Arsenal, etc., etc. Now, it is, of course, possible that he did speak to him, but there is the outstanding issue, is there not, of Jose Antonio Reyes, because maybe he had to do something there. He was trying to say, I don't know, anyway, the idea that Madrid had spoken to Wenger about being the new manager is slightly ridiculous, and it's just typical of the way they do business. They make statements and say things which makes them look good to their fans, so they can say, look, we tried for Koeman, we tried for Wenger, we tried for Gus Hiddink, we tried for Scolari, we tried for this guy, that guy, that guy, and here's Bernd Schuster, who was manager of Getafe last season. Not that Schuster's a bad manager or anything like that, but, you know, they've just sacked Capello, a manager with a great reputation, who just won them the league, and they sacked him. So they have to, you know, be seen, at least, to do as much as they can to bring in a quality manager. And who knows, Schuster could be a great successor. He's a clever enough manager, although he did get sacked from Levante about three quarters of the way through a season, and they ended up getting relegated that season. So there you go. It's a good pedigree. He's done well at Getafe. Anyway, who cares about what Real Madrid do? It's all about Arsene Wenger. And Arsene Wenger will, of course, be the manager of Arsenal next season and hopefully more seasons to come. The club also announced the official departures of Arturo Lupoli. So we'd never get to do that howling thing, which would have been awesome if he'd made it at Arsenal and the whole stadium just howled like a wolf every time he scored a goal. And Jeremy Aliadier, who went and said he didn't get his chances at Arsenal, etc., etc. We all know what rubbish that is. But I found the BBC interview with him when he was doing his press conference with Gareth Southgate to announce his arrival at Middlesbrough. It was hilarious. His accent is just... Where the hell did he get this accent? Have a listen.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, from the time that I've chose to come here, which was in January, I've just followed all the games and watch all them games and made my decision long time ago, since like January. So, it's no regret at all. No.
It's not just me, is it, who thinks he sounds like Ali G, crossed with a slightly retarded or slightly more retarded Ashley Cole? What a weird accent. So Jeremy Aliadier is gone, and also Arturo Lupoli is gone as well. Sorry, I'm just wiping away the tears here a little bit. Okay, more of me crapping on about the rest of the week's news and De Silva, etc. After this.
Welcome to the Arsblog Educational Channel. And now, how to cope with difficult situations. With David O'Leary.
How are you? And welcome once again to, as I say, self-help here on the Arscast with me, David O'Leary. Now, last week had a great response to my first show, and thank you all very much for your cards and indeed your letters and postcards, and to the young lady who very kindly, sent me a pair of her very skimpy knickers. Mrs. O'Leary wasn't terribly impressed, but Mrs. O'Leary is just going to have to get used to it, as I become a major star. Now, this week, we're talking about something better than last week. Last week, we talked about grief, if you might remember. This week, we're talking about the opposite of grief. No, not ungrief, joy. And joy comes about in many ways, as I say. For example, if you're sitting on a train with no toilet and you're bursting for a wee because you've been chugging lager all day long and you're still miles away from your home and the train's not stopping anywhere else, as I say, when you get off the train and unzip the pants and let the lad out and let that fresh, creamy urine go, that, my friends, is, as I say, joy. Another joy could be, for example, seeing your children being born, or indeed, the most joyous thing of all, as I say, is when your football club signs a new player. Now, Arsenal fans enjoyed that joy, if you'll excuse the pun, this week when they signed Eduardo da Silva from, as I say, Dynamo Zag, as I say, Reb. Now, many people have different ways of letting their joy out, so they do. Some people jump up and down. Some people make exclamations. Some people make clenched fists and go, yeah. But for me, I think the best way to express your joy is to do something unique, something that brings warmth to your heart. And this week, as I say, when I heard that Arsenal had replaced Thierry Henry with, as I say, a Brazilian Croatian that nobody had ever heard of, I crept out in the dead of night, leaving Mrs. O'Leary fast asleep on her back, snoring like a sow, and down to the nearest field, because everywhere in Ireland has fields. And I went in and I found a donkey, and I, as I say, punched its head in. And to me, that brings me great joy, punching the heads off donkeys and mules, and, as I say, occasionally a zebra. But you don't get too much chance to do that these days. What with the decimation, as I say, of the local indigenous zebra population here in Ireland. That's it for this week. Don't forget, if you've got a question or or something you need advice on, you can email me, David O'Leary@arse.com. And if that girl that sent the knickers wants to send the bra too to make the matching set, that'd be fine as well. Boy.
And David O'Leary could well be back on next week's Arsecast. If you've got an email for him, if you've got an emotion, a personal crisis you would like him to solve and to impart his unparalleled wisdom upon, then simply email davidoleary@arseblog.com. That's David O'Leary, as he says, at arseblog.com. Now, the big news last week was on Monday morning, when, after a weekend and a week of silence since the Thierry Henry sale, everyone was sitting around going, oh, well, who are we going to buy? Are we going to buy Martins, or is it going to be a Nelco, or what about Benny McCarthy, and this, that, and the other? And boom! Straight out of nowhere, Eduardo da Silva from Dynamo Zagreb. His scoring record is really, really, really good. 83 goals in 112 professional games. He's got 7 in 12 internationals. He's 24 years of age. He's left-footed, and he's a poacher by the looks of things. A lot of his goals come from inside the box. He takes a good penalty, and he costs somewhere in the region of £7.5 or £8 million, a signing that nobody had predicted or even heard any sort of a whisper about. So it does tell you about quite how secretive Arsenal are when it comes to doing transfer business. So, by that rationale, it's probably safe to assume that when we read things in the papers like BBC Sport understands that Arsene Wenger this, or Arsenal have been linked and sources close to this, blah, 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 it's probably all a load of bollocks, because Arsenal are capable of just staying under the radar and doing deals like this one. I'm wondering about where he's going to play, to be honest. Looking at the video of him on YouTube last season, when he scored 34 goals in 32 games, he reminded me a lot of Robert Pires in the way that he scored his goals, in the way he was there to pick up scraps, in the way he arrived in the box. And I'm just kind of half wondering whether or not that, having identified as the lack of goals from midfield as a problem, whether or not Arsene Wenger is considering maybe playing this guy on the left-hand side of midfield to arrive in the box to score those goals that Pires used to score, because he's got the knack. Whether he can step it up a level or not, I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was a case that we played Da Silva maybe in midfield on the left-hand side of midfield and brought in another striker. Somebody like Anelka, somebody like Martins, or even McCarthy or somebody like that. McCarthy, who has actually gone on strike, I think, or hasn't returned for pre-season training at Blackburn. Whether or not that's him just saying, I'm not coming back at all to England, we don't know. But you could assume that with the lure of Champions League football, he might be able to cope with things in England better than he seems to be coping with things in Blackburn. Even though Blackburn's in England, you know what I mean. Anyway, so yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe it's a waste of a guy that can score goals like that from inside the box. But again, maybe it will address the problem that we have with the goals coming from midfield, and also allow us to bring in another striker as well. His nickname is Dudu. Which is, you know, what is it with Brazilians? You know, and their names that sound like, you know, shit. Like Dudu, like Kaká, Alberto Plop, Julio Diarrhea. So maybe it's a Brazilian thing. But we've heard talk during the week, a lot of people talking about what song that they're going to sing for this new guy. But you know what's brilliant about it? It can be any song. Any song at all. And his name will fit that song. For example, the A-Team. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. See? Or you could go back. Old TV shows like The Rockford Files. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. See? It works perfectly. And if, for example, he struck up a great partnership with Nicholas Bentner, a 6'4" Dane, alongside a 5 foot 10 inch Crozillion, we could call them the Odd Couple, and then we could sing do 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 do. You see, it works on every level you can think of. So what we could have is we could have a new song every week. Although that might be pushing it. Maybe we should stick to one. But I mean, the possibilities are endless, as has just been demonstrated. Whether or not he's going to score and be a success, we just don't know. Obviously, Arsene Wenger has seen enough in him to pay £8 million for him. But then he also saw enough in Francis Jeffers to pay £8 million for him. So I don't think we should put any pressure on the boy. Give him some time to adapt. There's no point saying he's going to do this and do that and score a goal of the month in September and score hat-tricks. Like I was reading by Miles on ANR, he wrote this glowing piece about him, which I assume is just, you know, he looked at the Henry thing and he said, look, I wrote Thierry Henry off as a striker and I never hear the end of it. So I'm going to say this guy's going to be brilliant. And then when he's brilliant, or if he's brilliant, I can say, look, I told you he was going to be brilliant. What he might have done, though, is cursed him. Although we'll hope that that isn't the case. And I'm looking forward to seeing him play. Maybe he'll be involved against Barnet in just, I think, 8 days' time. Our first pre-season friendly. And then the lads go off to Austria for the training camp. And then there's the Emirates Cup and there's the Amsterdam tournament. And then we have football again. It's awesome. We still haven't really heard from Arsene since the departure of Thierry. We got the usual, Thierry did brilliant for us, cheerio. And we got the, I'm delighted to welcome Eduardo da Silva speech. But we haven't actually heard from Arsene and heard maybe a little bit more about what his plans are for the rest of the summer. But I suppose if he's keeping himself to himself and keeping everything under the radar, maybe that's just for the best. Bakary Sagna is Sagna, Sagna? Sagna? We never did figure out. Does anyone know? Sagna, Sagna. Sagna, I think I'll call him. But Sagna is a target, I believe, right back. And we'll have to see what happens there, because we've got two right backs, Hoyt and Aboué, both of whom signed 4-year deals. People talk about Aboué being moved to the right-hand side of midfield, but I don't know. I don't know about that. That's all. I just don't know about that. Anyway, it will be, once the game started, more difficult for Arsene to avoid the media and the press and the questions, and we'll get some sound bites. But hopefully, as the chairman said during the week, as always with Arsene, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and we can only hope that some more players are being brought in. We shall just wait and see. Now, the man in the bar is here with a rather special history for you this week.
Here I am again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known. There you are, a bit of a song to start us off today, because today is a special history, you see. Because up to now, I've been telling you all about Arsenal players. And today, I'm going to break with the norm just a little bit, sort of like having sex with a goat instead of a sheep. And tell you about an Arsenal manager. Now, he's in the news because of this old white kit they've got out. And I'm not a fan of the white kit because white kits, as we all know, are for complete cunts. And they're using the name of Herbert Chapman in order to sell a few more shirts. It's a bit shameful, really. But many people know Herbert Chapman as a great Arsenal manager and an inventor of great things such as the old stripy socks, you see, and so the players could see each other better in the red shirts and the white sleeves and the Arsenal station and numbers on the back of the shirts. He was indeed an innovator. But, you know, it wasn't just football that felt all the benefits of his great mind. He invented many things that you may not know about, such as denim jeans, microwave ovens, the internal combustion engine, downloadable ringtones, the Rubik's Cube, Shetland ponies, the nuclear bomb, crocodiles, Doc Martin boots, the mojito, Australian people, fibre optic cable, orthopaedic mattresses, Windows 95, the ZX Spectrum, helicopters, women policemen, robots, the space shuttle, Polaroid cameras, torpedoes, samurais, the Rock of Gibraltar, contact lenses, re-recordable CD-ROMs, trees. genetically modified crops, Paul McGrath, tandems, Eskimos, the deck chair, lingerie, highlighter pens, the Philo Fax, corn on the cob holders, Betamax videos, Pac-Man, the hula hoop, you know, for kids, odor killing insoles, plastic surgery, attention deficit disorder, carpal tunnel syndrome, weather vanes, police helmets, bicycle locks, underground trains, junior doctors, the welfare state, James Brown's distinctive voice, deodorant, co-ed schools, and hip-hop. He was a busy enough man, I suppose, right enough when you look at it like that. They do say he invented one more thing, which was so incredibly awesome he couldn't release it to the public, lest everybody know how awesome it was and it would make them feel bad, because they were nowhere near as awesome as that. Apparently, it's buried under the East Stand at Highbury, and that's why Stan Kroenke wants to buy Arsenal. Because he'll send a team of crack mole men underneath the ground to dig it up and to bring it to him, and with which he can take over the world. I could be speculating a little bit there, though. Just a little bit.
And the man in the bar will have another player history on next week's Arscast. It will be a player history, I'm sure. And he'll have one the week after that. And then there may not be an Arscast. I'll tell you more next week. That's just about it, really, because there is nothing else to talk about. We did De Silva, we did Arsene Wenger, we did Madrid, we did Ali Adier, we did... what else did we do? Yeah, whatever the hell it was, we did it. And there really isn't anything else to say. The boys are back in their pre-season training, running around the pitch. Manuel Almunia has got funky bleach blonde hair. Yeah. That's the most exciting thing that's happened besides the signing of De Silva, is the fact that Almunia has got bleach blonde hair. Yep. So there you go. So what I'll do now is just kind of go and try and arrange something for next week's Arscast, which doesn't involve just me waffling for the whole time. So have yourselves a very good weekend wherever you are. I hope the weather is good. You can think of me if you're in a hot country and, you know, just think of me. But no touching. No touching and thinking. All right. Until next week. Talk to you on the blog all week long. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Hello, I am the penis of William Gallas, and I am talking to you today from on top of a beautiful woman. Not inside a beautiful woman, because if I was, all you would hear is... Anyway, William says to me that he is going to be back in training this week, and he wishes that you should all come and marvel at his uncontested leadership in the defense of the Gunners. As well as that, he is uncontested in battleships. Nobody can beat him. Not even Arsene Wenger.